This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation and the fix. Once you get engaged, once you get information, you're done. You got it all. Now you can go fight. Or, excuse me, now you can go put your point out there, whatever. All right? I mean, it's real simple. You want to head out, you want to get informed so that when you sit there with somebody who's not quite on, who's been listening to their team put out all kinds of garbage, right? And believes it all to be true, but can't back up any of it. And that's what you need to do. So you need to get the information so you can push back, you can help out, that kind of thing. Well, I love this one. This is a great one. Joey B. was recently out there. And he's speaking to crowds. I wonder, a crowd for him is what, 15 people? Just trying to understand. Now, while speaking to a crowd in Las Vegas over the weekend, Joe Biden told a story about speaking with French Prime Minister Francois Mitterrand in 2021. You know, Joe, he gets all these wrong. You know how he is. There's just one problem. He died in 96. I mean, is he just living in fantasy land? Do you really think he's delusional or what have you? Or do you think he really believes he talked to this guy? And he's got it off. Now, a few people in the media suggested that Biden was just, he was just getting names mixed up, you know? He's really not gone. Like when he talks about President Harris, just getting names mixed up. So Biden told a crowd in Las Vegas this Sunday he recently met with, recently, right, Francois Mitterrand, the French president who's been dead for 30 years. Comment came while Biden was warning of the dangers of a potential second Trump presidency. He's trying to get people all excited about him. Well, it's kind of hard to do that when you don't even know where you are, right, what time period you're in. He recounted a story he has told many, many times before in his presidency about a meeting he had with French President Emmanuel Macron during a G7 meeting in England some months after Biden had taken over the White House. He said, I sat down and I said, America's back. And Mitterrand from Germany, I mean from France, looked at me and said, and at that point people just kind of tuned out. Biden prepared to trail off before, I mean, just that's what they do. If you've been around anybody with mental health issues, Alzheimer's or, you know, really, just truly issues, this is what they do. They start to look away, and then they're gone. Anyway, the president continues saying that the Chancellor of Germany asked him how he by extension the U.S., would respond if hypothetical thousands of people stormed Britain's House of Commons and killed two bobbies or British police officers to stop an election of a prime minister. You know what? He's still spreading that lie. He knows what the truth is. He's known what the truth is. He doesn't care. Once they tell the lie, they can't get it out. They can't stop it. And the scary part about this is not the first time he's had conversations with and or have seen dead people. Am I wrong? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, if you want to know the full roster of the Senate Republicans aiming to block the uniparty bill, and that's what it is. There's nothing more than that. They really don't have it together. They really, what are they supposed to do with this? It doesn't do what we want it to do. It doesn't give you the money they need to finish the wall. It doesn't give them the money they need for border security. And who's buying into it? There's only 20 of them. I'm going to hit them really fast, okay? Bill Hagerty, Republican out of Tennessee. Eric Schmidt, Republican out of Montana. J.D. Vance, Republican out of Ohio. Jim Rice, a Republican out of Idaho. Josh Hawley, Republican out of Montana. Katie Boyd Britt, Republican from Alabama. Marco Rubio, Marsha Blackburn. Rubio is from Florida. Blackburn's from Tennessee. You know that, right? Mike Lee from Utah. Mike Braun from Indiana. Rand Paul. Rick Scott. Roger Marshall out of Kansas, Ron Johnson out of Wisconsin, and Stephen Daines out of Montana. You got Ted Cruz on that list, Tom Cotton, Tommy Tuberville, and Ted Budd. Right? The opposition is great because they won't really get the bill pushed through. The more and more and more this happens, they're going to have a problem. Right? Yeah, I know. They only need 50 plus one, but my point is, when you have more people on board, it won't happen. And they'll try to nail these people later on as, you know, not caring, not wanting to support the border. Well, if you're talking about $118 billion coming up, and less than 20 or about 20 is going for border security, I have a problem, too, with that. You know what I'm saying? Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. A lot more coming up with Jennifer Van Laar after the break. Got a lot of news happening from Red State. She'll be with us in just a couple.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the Witness Protection Program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life, unless you deal with it it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Always appreciate the time that you are spending with us. And I mean that sincerely. I realize there's 3,000 other shows you could be watching or being part of, and you've chosen this one. I'd like to believe it shows me how high your IQ is, but we'll see. We'll see what happens as the stories go on. Jennifer Van Laar joins me. She's the managing editor for RedState.com, deputy managing editor, I'm sorry, for RedState.com.
No, managing.
Yeah.
I'm in charge.
You just came from Vegas, right? Or
yes.
Right. And I'm sure it was quite exciting with, I know you had a lot to say about the money being spent by the RNC, opposed to the DNC, and why we'd never get anywhere, right?
Oh, yeah, and I have even more. I know we kind of talked about it last week on the show when I just arrived in Vegas, and then I learned more once I was there, posted an expose, got attacked by the RNC, not the DNC this time, for days, and it's still happening. And, it's been quite a whirlwind. So did you get a chance to read my story last week?
I saw, yes, and then... But I got to tell you something. The RNC or Republicans are attacking you for telling the truth. Got it. Okay.
Right. Right. So, of course, you know, you and I think have this interesting experience that a lot of people in this business don't have, in that we've both been the target of hit pieces, and we've both written what could be considered hit pieces. So we kind of understand both sides of this. So obviously as the target of a hit piece, or really any kind of anyone, well, for me when it's mainstream media and they're calling me, I know it's not going to be a positive piece. But they call generally, or they email and they say, here's what I'm going to report on. Do you have any comment? And if they're nice, they give you a little bit of time. But usually it's not very long. And if you truly know the answers to their questions, really shouldn't take that long to either say no comment or just ignore it, or give a little bit of a statement if you want. But on the other hand, if I'm talking to, especially if it's on the conservative side, something that might be negative, the problem is if I give them too much time, they go try to get the story killed. They go to my bosses and try to get the story killed by either claiming, you know, whatever they want to claim about it. So, but I have to, because it's journalistic standard to ask that, to at least tell them, hey, this is what I'm going to write, and give them the opportunity to respond. And if they respond before I'm going to publish, then I have a duty to look at what they say and evaluate it. And if they send me new information, or what they say is different information, then I have an obligation to look at that. Because obviously I don't want to publish something that's false. So anyway, we got to where I was going to publish my piece, last Tuesday. And so I emailed the RNC treasurer and said, hey, I'm about to write this. I'm doing an update from last year where I looked at the finances. These are the things that I found, and included a graphic that probably any of the listeners are on Twitter, they've probably seen by now, comparing certain categories of spending between the RNC and the DNC. And it makes us look really bad because the DNC spent so much more on things that actually move the needle, like get out the vote texting, voter file maintenance. They even spent, which I didn't report in my story, almost $1 million on canvassing, which, you know, from being involved, like, that's not something that you generally get anything out of the National Party on, at least on our side.
We collectively saw that in that, what was that lady's name? Katie Hill, remember her?
Yes.
She was at my door, her team was at my door 6 or 7 times in one cycle.
They were at mine, too, yeah. Because I was declined to state at that point in time. I was a little upset with the Republican Party at that point in my life. So I was declined to state, and so they're looking at me as like, oh, wow, this is a woman that's voted every election since she was 18 and is declined to state voter. Let's go after her. But, yeah, they were right there, and they had hundreds of people, and we could hardly get anyone together. So anyway, I let them know what I was going to say, and very detailed, so it wasn't ambiguous of what I was going to publish. And it said I'm planning to publish within 60 to 90 minutes. So they come back with just this terribly rude statement at first, accusing me of taking somebody else's work and pitch and just slapping my name on it like I was doing a favor for some political person. So this Emma Vaughn, who's a comms person for the RNC, she emails me and says, hello, old friend, because she attacked me last year. And because what happened was the RNC treasurer was en route to the meeting and she was on the plane and she saw my email come in and thought, okay, well, if it's going to be 60 to 90 minutes, I'll forward it to these people. So Emma says, whoever built this pitch for you is lazy, and you're even lazier for not recreating it. Here's our comment below. This story took several days of research, albeit sloppy research, to come to fruition, yet the RNC was only given 60 minutes to respond. Well, that's an improvement from the last time this dishonest and biased reporter wrote a hit piece on the RNC, where she didn't give us an opportunity to comment until after publication, the disregard for the truth and transparency still oozes through. For example, our team just took less than 5 minutes to poke through the DNC's expenses and found $3 million in consulting and over $25,000 in beauty expenses, yet in Red State's initial email to us, they claimed the DNC spent zero on beauty expenses and only $100K on consultants. Do better. So I thought, okay. So I already had looked through the DNC's expenses a lot, went and looked back, and what it was that the RNC was attributing everything the DNC spent on management consulting, which is one part of consulting, everything that the DNC spent on all of their consulting, and comparing it to what the RNC spent on management consulting only, because the RNC spent over $1 million on management consulting, whatever the heck that is supposed to be. So they were trying to compare apples and oranges. And then on the beauty expenses, the DNC had paid some hair and makeup people to come. Like, if you have a conference, sometimes you'll have hair and makeup people in the green room for whatever speakers
right.
go there, you know, that they can all use. That's different than just having one person who always does Rana's makeup before her hits in Michigan. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. No. I mean, I looked at the money. I looked at the reporting that you did, and I just say to myself, we have always done this. We have always we just don't care. And, you know, here in California, I won't do anything for the California Republican Party. They don't use the money properly, as you know. They send money out of state, so our candidates are left with nothing. And you have to do your best to keep your stuff local. And when they call me, I literally tell them, go pound sand. I'm not giving you guys any money. They don't know what the best one was they got a call from, I know it was some kind of team. I'm calling from the LA GOP.
What?
LA GOP. You know?
Oh, what the heck is that?
Oh, yeah, it was great. Anyway, we got to go for a quick break. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more with Jennifer Van Laar when we return.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You
USA News Update. Republicans are determined to block the Senate's bipartisan border security and foreign aid package. That's according to House Speaker Mike Johnson. He says the legislation aimed at addressing the border catastrophe would be rejected in the House. The proposed law includes revisions to immigration regulations, but critics argue it falls short in curbing illegal entries. The U.S. continues its airstrikes against Iran-backed groups in the Middle East. American forces targeted 4 anti-ship missiles and a land attack cruise missile in Yemen, preventing them from threatening ships in the Red Sea. King Charles has received a cancer diagnosis, and Buckingham Palace is keeping details about the type and prognosis under wraps. However, they did mention that the 75-year-old monarch commenced regular treatments today. It's worth noting that a benign prostate procedure took place over a week ago. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. Appreciate the time you're spending with me here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and or Xing, or whatever the heck it's called. Always appreciate your time with me, and I do. Seriously, I understand there's a whole bunch of other shows you could be watching. You've chosen this one, and I very much appreciate it. But let me bring her on now. Jennifer Van Laar joins me. She's the Deputy Managing Director, Editor for Red State. And Jennifer, thanks for joining me. Always appreciate your time.
Always love being here. So, right before I was getting ready to go on the air with you, I was crazily looking up some of these stories that people had sent me because there's some developments in this Rana and RNC thing. So, you know, the story came out Wednesday. Wednesday morning, I had heard that she ranted about me and Charlie Kirk at the members only breakfast.
Yep.
And then they sent out a big email from their finance or their budget standing committee on the budget person, you know, slamming my report and saying that how they debunked it, which they didn't, but I won't even go into all of that. It's on my Twitter if anyone wants to look into it. But then I debunked them back. I am that crazy person who, when I hear about this and I'm just leaving Vegas, I say, oh, hell no, and I pull over and go into a Panera and spend 2 hours making up a Twitter thread to debunk these people.
Wow.
I get a little obsessed with being told that I'm wrong when I know I'm right. So anyway, they've been really having a problem with my reporting, and it's really affected the internal operation at the RNC and with their committee people. So then probably people heard that yesterday Trump was on Fox Business and said that that he felt, you know, that maybe there might be time for a change at the RNC. So,
yes.
Because I had also heard about potential replacements for her and that kind of thing. So then now tonight, both the Washington Post and Politico are reporting that McDaniel met with Trump at Mar-a-Lago for more than 2 hours.
Whoa.
And then he also had told Newsmax earlier Monday, they asked, is it time for Ronna McDaniel to step aside? And he said, I think she knows that. I think she understands that. So then he met with her. And then on Truth Social, he said, Ronna is now head of the RNC, and I'll be making a decision the day after the South Carolina primary as to my recommendations for RNC growth. So what does that mean? I don't know. I'm going through the Washington Post article as we're talking, so this is brand new news that people can be hearing on the show, that two people familiar with Monday's meeting said that it was friendly and Trump didn't make ultimatums, and that Trump has been positing about replacements, including Joe Gruters of Florida and Michael Watley of North Carolina, according to a person familiar with his thinking. And I will say that one of those names is the one that I had heard for chair. So that seems like it all checks out. But, you know, we'll see. I just posted a brand new part of what I had found on Twitter, and that is that the RNC has been paying between $4,000 and $5,000 a month for almost 3 years for a luxury apartment at the 10K/One Hill South complex near Navy Yard in Capitol Waterfront in D.C. This is with the rooftop infinity pool that overlooks the Capitol. It's right by Nationals Park. There's all these great restaurants there and by the Capitol waterfront. And Ronna's, quote, senior advisor allegedly lives in that building as well. Like, my tipster said that both of them live there. I don't know. I'm not going to say that. Maybe they're paying her senior advisor's rent. Who knows? But I do know that when I plotted out almost 600 transactions for restaurants, bars, and bakeries, that's over a 13-month period. So, you know, 1.5 transactions a day at these different restaurants billed to the RNC's catering/food and beverage account for fundraising were at within a 1-mile radius of that building.
God.
And the RNC spent another $120,000 on catering, like at larger transactions that were like $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 in addition to that.
Now, can you ask them, is there a way to ask the RNC for an audit of their dollars or not, because they're technically a private organization?
Well, I mean, they have to comply with federal law on election expenditures, and so they should be keeping those receipts. And from what I understand of how it works, if one of the committee people demanded that the FEC, like file a complaint with the FEC, the FEC could compel them to produce these documents. And I mean, you could say, like, okay, maybe they did a lot. You know, they're going to claim like they did some trainings or whatever for county chairs and that kind of thing at their office, and they had to cater it in, or they had, you know, fundraising lunches or whatever. Well, numerous of these expenses were like $10.85 or $13.20 at some espresso place. Like, come on, you're not going to go take your big donor out to some espresso place and buy one espresso. Come on.
Yep. Oh, I love this stuff. I mean, when they get away with this stuff, they think they're invincible. I won't give out any names or anything, but we had the same situation in our little area, and we had a Republican organization that was their candy or cookie jar, if you would. And
right.
You're right. You'd see $3 at the time, you know, $3 for Starbucks, probably $9 now, I don't know. But you see these $3
right.
for Starbucks, and you say, well, wait a minute, what was that $3 for? How did that benefit everybody? You know,
right.
And you could never get them to fess up.
Right. This is in addition to, I think, $45,000 in Instacart that was billed as office supplies.
Oh.
So who the heck are we feeding? Are we having everyone's friends come over and have happy hour? Like, what in the heck is going on here? And it's like nickel and diming, because they probably don't realize. I've been in criminal trials when I was a court reporter with people who were doing money laundering. And inevitably they said, it was just this transaction here, this transaction there, I had no idea it was adding up to that much money. And I think that's what's going on here too. They just bill so many little things to their company card or whatever and don't realize how much it's adding up to, because all of this stuff that I identified is about $2 million of waste. Imagine putting that into voter file maintenance or voter registration drives.
Well, you talk a lot about, you know, the limousines and what have you. I mean, that much money on limousines, what does she go to, a gala 6 nights a week?
Right. And there's, I challenged them last week. A lot of it comes through this company called Savoia, and it's an executive transportation company, you know, around the country, and they're all chauffeured cars, whether it's like an SUV or a limo or whatever. They do a monthly statement. Publish your itemized statement, Rana. If you're going to claim that it was shuttle buses and not limos, publish the statement. You know?
Yep. Yeah, I'm enjoying all of this because you and I have been at this for a long time. We've seen this happen in the Republican Party. Somebody who's an elected official I had lunch with the other day told me that he's done with the Republican Party. He's been with them forever. And he said, Joe, they're so corrupt. I've been around a long time. They're so corrupt, I can't get anything done with them.
Right.
And it's sad.
Because it's all about what's for them first. And that is sad because they've completely lost touch with normal people and what we're all trying to accomplish in our lives. I've been accused of this is just, I'm reporting on this because I'm friends with Harmeet Dhillon and I'm mad that she didn't win last year. Okay, that both of those are true, but that's not why I'm reporting on this. I actually want to win. And that is incomprehensible to them. Well, you don't understand it.
You know as well as I do that a lot of these people in some of these local positions, state positions, they answer to people higher up the chain. You know, in the Republican Party. They're not really doing it themselves. Years ago, I remember getting an email from a friend who said, look at what Jessica was sending out was to stay away from Trump. Don't get anywhere near Trump. And I'm thinking, okay, he's the nominee of the party. What do you mean stay away from Trump? You know, there are other ways you can, just amazing. So you knew where she stood.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's, they're all now acting like they've always liked Trump, which is annoying and disingenuous.
I've got elected official friends that'll say the same thing. Let's stop it. I remember when you had 3 glasses of wine, how you felt about him then. Okay, so knock it off. I'm not buying it. They're all worried about him this time, too.
Yeah. I mean, I'd much more rather have someone that says, you know what, I'm not always a fan of how he puts things or whatever, but you know what, he's a lot better than Biden.
He's going to stand up to Chinese. He's going to stand up to Rocket Man. He's going to stand up to all the ones that I don't think anybody standing up there now would do. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more when we return.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it. By only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby. We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, or send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Always appreciate your time. Mr. Tuck and Mr. Lip aren't working well together, but we're gonna get on that and fix that. But I always appreciate your time with me, and I really do. I mean that sincerely. Jennifer Branlar joins me. She is the deputy managing editor for redstate.com. Always appreciate her time with me. Jennifer, are you going to CPAC this year?
I am. I'm going to CPAC. And then I'm going to North Carolina for a week after because I'll have my second granddaughter born. So
ooh.
I think I'm looking for excited. I'm looking forward to that more than CPAC. But something really meaningful that we're going to do right before. We have about 10 of our Red State contributors coming, even Ward Clark, who's an Army veteran who lives way up in Alaska in Wasilla.
Wow.
He's coming all the way there. And one of our writers that you also know, Matt Funicello, who's a veteran, combat veteran, he applied for permission to lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldiers in Arlington on the day before CPAC starts. So he got approved for that and asked me to accompany him in laying that wreath there. And he has some battle brothers, I think one that are that's buried at Arlington that we'll visit first and then do that. And then our other red state colleagues, and some of them are bringing spouses, are going to be there to watch that. So, and some of our town hall media colleagues from the office there in Arlington. So that's very meaningful for us to be able to support Matt with that, because he was injured in combat too, as you know.
Yep.
And to be able to help him pay tribute to his battle brothers and to all of those the unknowns that have given their lives for our country. So that will be meaningful and sadly, you know, a little bit of a juxtaposition to all of the not so meaningful and not so wonderful things that are happening across the river from Arlington over at the Capitol.
You know, the sad part, I think about him a lot when I see some of these veteran stories, and you're looking at all the money that's being spent on these illegals. Yes, they're illegals. I don't care, was it Tlaib or one of them was saying that, you know, person's illegal. Nobody's calling a person illegal, right? Don't play that game. Anyway.
Right.
Yeah, and you think of all the veterans that are out there in those tents, in the streets, have no place to go, need medical help. And they don't really know they need medical help, some of them, and yet we're doing nothing to reach out to them and spending $1 billion on people, first of all, who don't want to become, they really don't want to become citizens when you see them interviewed. They want to send money home. They want to take our money and they want to send it home and take advantage of our benefits here. It's sick. It's extremely sick, is it not?
It's so, so sick. And then my dad was a veteran, a Navy veteran, and that relied on Medicare and then whatever benefits that he was still eligible for the VA in his older age. And it took us 6 months to start getting him physical therapy after a stroke. And it took me having to go walk around the VA over there on Woodley for 2 hours to a bunch of places that my dad in a wheelchair could not have gone to these different offices to try to get it set up. But that was 5 months after his stroke. And then we still had to wait a month and a half for an appointment. And these are the people that, you know, were on nuclear subs or aircraft carriers out there, Korea, Vietnam, being treated like that.
Oh, I had I won't call him a friend, an acquaintance, who needed a set of lungs. And they wouldn't, the VA kept scheduling him out and said, you have to go.
Oh, yeah.
He lives
yes.
here in L.A. They wanted him to go to, was it Washington or Oregon?
Seattle, yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, and yeah. You go, wait a minute, I'm sorry. You know, I don't care whether you like
right.
the guy or not. That's no way to treat a human being. And then he's got to get on a plane? Seriously?
Right, and leave his family behind because yeah. yeah, their job was here.
For months
yeah.
while he was waiting. Yeah, well, we finally got that taken care of. But it was one of those, you shouldn't have to do that. You should not have to go out of your way, pull a string, make a phone call to get somebody, any of our veterans, the help that they actually need. I mean, they were willing to give it all for us, and what do we want to do? We want to put them on a waiting list. Ridiculous. You know?
Exactly.
You don't, exactly. You don't need some real mental health, as Joey B. You heard.
Yeah. Yes.
You heard. I don't
it's
know
like
if you heard
the
sixth
sense today. I talked to dead people.
Again,
yes.
Right? He said he recently. This is not like it was a mistake of words, right? It recently
right.
that he spoke to Francois Mitterrand, and he'd been dead for what, 30 years, 40? I don't remember. He'd been dead forever.
I mean, it's funny, but it's also just wow. I mean. We were talking in one of the breaks about people who finally took their money out of Harvard, like donors, and what
right.
did it take for them to finally get to that point? What's it going to take for some of these people to finally admit how far gone Joey V is?
Do they not pay attention? You think that they just live in an oblivious way where they just don't really know what's going on around them?
Are they just so just in a cult of thinking, well, there's no way that any of these Republicans, anything they say is true. So, no, I'm not even going to read it. I'm not going to look.
Yeah.
And so they just don't pay attention.
Just like I said, just amazing. And then the other one I loved was he created, what, 15 million jobs? Did you hear that? He was...
I forget however many, and I'm sure he does,
too. He was with the hospitality workers in Vegas. And it was a union, and he was there, and he was telling them how, you know, his administration has created $15 million in a million jobs in 3 years, and no other president has ever done that. You're right, not even you. No president has done that. And you don't create jobs. You get out of the way for people like me to create jobs. It's just amazing.
But they do kill jobs.
Oh, quickly. Yeah, but you know, Jennifer, I have no sympathy for some of these people. I say it on the show all the time. Eh? Chicago, you voted these people in. You know, you seem like you jump from the frying pan into the fire all the time. Same thing in New York. Same thing in these cities where crime is running rampant to begin with. And Joe Biden, right, shuts down the pipeline, wants to kill the oil and coal industry. You see it's going on out there. They don't care. I don't know if they don't care. I don't know if there's so much money involved. I don't know, but I can't feel sorry for them. I just can't.
Yeah. I mean, it's like an alcoholic. You gotta hit rock bottom. Then they'll figure it out.
My God.
Unfortunately, they're taking us with them.
Yes, very, very true. It's super, and it's too bad. And when I say, you know, I have no sympathy for you guys, I know a lot of those people didn't vote for the person running that, but the bad part about it is you and I both know you can win with grassroots campaigns, but you have to get out there. You have to want to do it. You have to beat pavement. You don't have to have $8 million to win a race. You
right.
Know?
But, I mean, having money helps, but also you can't just have the money and nothing else, I think.
Well, in L.A., if you're doing any kind of campaign online, on TV, on radio, yeah, you're right. It is big bucks. Mailers are big bucks. It is getting a little crazy, but, my God, you can – we just talked about it. Yeah, she put a lot of money in it, but, you know, Katie Hill and there was a few others that were running here, they had those young ladies walking around everywhere. They were all – you said it. They were all girls. They were all young girls. I remember they had the purple shirts on, and they would knock at the door, and they would ask my daughter – and I'd be like, yeah, she's a staunch conservative, gun-toting Republican. Oh, and she has a Bible, too. So I'm not so sure you want to talk to her.
That's like holding up garlic to a vampire.
it's just amazing to me. Anyway, I got a kick out of it. We need to do more of that as a party, as a conservative wing of the party. Okay, what other hot stories you got that are there for the reading right now and or you're going to break over the next few days or update or what have you?
I'll be updating more with the RNC stuff, but we're really going after this border bill, all of us at Red State and Town Hall Media, because it just cannot, like, they can't even get a hint that anything, like, any parts of it can be somewhat palatable to conservatives. They have to know it's a non-starter. So we're really going hard on that.
Well, just to show you the ignorance that's flowing around this is, you know, President Biden and or Joey B, as I love to call him, and his cohorts are saying this will give the president the power to shut down the border. And I'm going, he already has that power.
Yeah. I mean,
who are you speaking to? Making it sound like they're actually doing something. Well, Nancy Pelosi called them. Remember when she knew she was losing the blue-collar workers, and she stopped calling them blue-collar workers, and she started calling them low-information voters, because she knew she was beat, that they were starting
right,
to see
so
the light.
She might as well insult them, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because they're so good at that anyway. But, yeah, they started calling them low-information voters. I think that's what they're afraid of this time, too. Trump is seeing an increase in the Hispanic, in the black community. I think he's seeing an increase in the black community. You can disagree with me if you want to because of all his everything he's going through. And I think they're feeling empathy for him going, yeah, see, now you know what we go through. And he's fighting it. We're going to get behind him and help him fight it, you know?
And Trump's not, Biden's not doing anything to help the black community. And in fact, all the illegal immigration is going to hurt the black community first. Yeah. And they know that.
Well, the Dems know they're losing them. They got to do something. So, all right. How do people find your writings? How do they, you know, check you out and all that?
At redstate.com and on Twitter at Jen Van Laar.
So you got to grab her Twitter, though. I got to tell you, it's always funny to watch the responses is what I love the most. Okay. And people think they're so smart. They've got no ammunition to fight with you. I love it. I think it's great. Anyhow. All right, Jen, be safe. Be dry. We'll be back in a little bit.